This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, this is a program called Community Corner. My name is Ken Morrison. It's my pleasure today to have in the studio Neville Mackay, who is here to tell us all about the Hawke's Bay Auto Extravaganza and Swap Meet, which is happening at Tamawana Showgrounds on Sunday the 6th of April between 10 and 2. Neville, welcome to Community Corner.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we talk about the gig on the day, just tell us, Neville, how did you get involved with this? What's your interest in cars? Where did that come from?
Well, I lived in Tauranga for 52 years. I'm originally from Hawke's Bay. My hometown is Wairoa. And I married a Hastings lady 54 years ago. And when we moved to Tauranga, actually Mount Maunganui, I got involved with Bay Park Raceway, and which was a well-known racetrack there. And I did that for 10 years. And that's where my interest has come into.
It's in the blood.
In the blood. Can't beat it.
No. Now, I suppose because you were probably about as old as me, Neville, that day, along the way, you've probably seen movies like American Graffiti where they're full of muscle cars. Where does that term muscle car come from, do you know?
Term muscle car came from when they had all the V8s and, you know, they used to drag, in America, they used to drag cars and, you know, have competitions.
Yeah, it's fabulous, isn't it? Have you got a favourite car?
I'm driving a Dodge Avenger, which is a very rare car in New Zealand, and it's actually the same car that the police force in America used to use in their fleet of cars.
Oh, really? I love those American police cars. Now, we were just having a bit of a chinwag before we came to air, and I was saying that I just can't believe how many of those muscle-type cars are around locally. And you were telling me there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of cars. Some of them are tucked away in the shed and come out on special days. But a lot of people are driving them everyday cars.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people have different interests in the cars. You know, it's fabulous to see so many.
Why do you think we all love those old cars? I mean, you know, if I'm not quite sure what this car is. It's a 32
coupe swing. That car is actually a hot rod,
yeah,
which is actually a breakdown of a Ford car. And what they've done, they've modified the whole car. And that's why you get the hot rods.
Now, why do we like those cars over and above, for instance, I don't know, say my Toyota? What is it about those old cars that attracts us to them? We say, look at that. I mean, you don't put my car next to that one. No one's going to look at my car, are they?
Don't know.
I know.
Everyone has an interest.
Yes.
To see some of the hot rods out there, the passion that's gone into designing them, putting the right motor in, and keeping the paintwork so beautiful, it's just fabulous.
They're a pleasure to look at, aren't they? And I can't imagine it would be a cheap exercise to be part of.
No, it's not a cheap exercise.
No. Parts easy to come by for old cars?
No. You can get them from the States. There are people that demolish cars and keep the parts in sheds ready for use.
Now, this meet that you're having, the Hawke's Bay Auto Extravaganza and Swap Meet, it's going to be happening on the 6th of April from 10 till 2. It's not just about cars, though, is it?
It's not all about cars. What we have got coming, we've got military vehicles, the old military vehicles coming. We've got trucks, we've got cranes, we've got motorbikes. We've also got a special on, which has got the MASH helicopter.
Wow.
That is actually based in Napier. It used to be in Tauranga, and they've brought it down to Napier now, and that's actually coming on the Sunday and actually doing rides for
awesome.
And it's also, they're bringing another helicopter as well. So we're going to have two helicopters taking rides.
I mean, I suppose it's not just a local thing, is it? There'll be people coming from all over the place to this gig.
Coming from all over the place. We've got people coming from Taupo. We've got people coming from Palmerston North. We've got some swap meet people coming from Lower Hutt as well, and coming from Tauranga, Gisborne.
It's going to be fabulous.
So it's coming from around the country.
And are you you're even going to have tractors and boats.
Tractors
yep.
are coming,
mm-hmm.
yes. We've also got a lawnmower competition, which has just been notified today.
Yep.
And it's actually got a... Norwood are putting on a walker mower agility test.
Mm.
And the fastest time that can do the agility between the cones.
Yeah.
And it's really going to be interesting. Open to 16 years and over
yeah.
because we've got to put an age group on. And we've also got racing mowers coming. We've only just found out yesterday at Wheels on Windsor that they were there and they want to come to our show, and it's going to be interesting to see them.
It's going to be a real family affair, isn't it? I mean, it's not just for petrol heads.
It's going to be a family concern. I have got some good sponsors. I also make sure I have items for children. That's important because it's a family concern.
Yep.
It's really good, fun day, and, you know, to see everyone with smiles.
Too right.
We're also talking about having the Lindisfarne pipe band.
It's going to be awesome. You've been involved with the cars and these sort of cars for years. What's the most expensive car you've come across? Neville, I was just thinking before you came in this morning, because you can spend a lot of money on these cars. What's the most money someone's ever invested that you've come along and seen, wow?
McLaren.
Mm.
That's worth $600,000. My wife has actually been in a McLaren just recently. And it's a beautiful car. It's actually it's got New Zealand background, because Bruce McLaren was a New Zealander, and I see they won the Grand Prix on Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. All right, now before I let you go, I just want you to remind our listeners that it's happening at Kenilworth Road in Hastings, the Tomawana Showgrounds, Sunday the 6th of April from 10 till 2. What's the cost to get in, Neville?
Well, what we've done is $10 for the participants to show their cars was people in.
Yep.
What we've also done is that it's made it a gold coin donation. Everyone has struggled in Hawke's Bay, so what we're looking at is, hey, gold coin donation, you can come to it. Now, what we've also got is the public will actually be coming in off Karamu Road at Gate 4.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plenty of car parking there. All participants will be coming in... the road, not Kenilworth Road, but it's...
Elwood Road.
Elwood Road.
Yep.
Because that's in Gate 12. And so we've also got traffic management. Pro Traffic are actually managing the traffic for us.
That's fabulous. And some of the proceeds are going to Hato Horny St John.
All the proceeds.
That's great.
All the proceeds. Now, what I look at is that if you're... raising money for a charity, it all goes.
Yeah.
I'm giving back to St John's what they've done for me.
Fabulous.
And they deserve everything. This is our second year here. I've done 5 St John's shows in Tauranga. I've just done the 5th one in Tauranga last month.
Is it a rain or shine gig?
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine is on?
Yep.
You're going to be back next year as well?
Yes, and next year I've also started planning for next year as well.
Keep you busy all year, Neville.
It takes 12 months to plan.
Yeah, I bet it does.
And to have improvements and make it look better again, It takes 12 months.
Good on you, Neville. It's been my pleasure to chat with you on this Community Corner. Wish you well for the gig, and I'll see you there.